The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor. And our special guest, once again, attorney Doug Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here to talk about gas leases again this week. And we are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors, and we've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our website, jruddy.com, jruddy.com. to view our listings or to search the MLS. Okay, again, talking about gas leases, and I thought maybe we could start off by talking about, from a buyer's perspective, if they're purchasing property, whether to reside in or for other purposes, if they're purchasing a property, there are different scenarios that can occur out there. If there are sellers that are going to keep the gas rights, and or if they're going to sell the property with the gas rights. So there's a lot to discuss about this topic and purchasing and things to be aware of and things to think about and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I think is important too to clarify, when a buyer is going to buy some property in the Marcellus Shale region, I think it is critical that they consult with an attorney for several reasons. One, and again, it doesn't have to be me. Certainly I do these things, but whether it's me or somebody, I preach that the idea is the landowner make the right decisions and educate themselves, because these can be very costly mistakes. One of the things you talk about, the buyer must first understand, and it may seem elementary, but it isn't necessarily, whether or not, if they're buying a property with the gas rights, are they buying the property with the existing gas lease that's in place now, or are they buying it with the gas rights forever? Because I've came across just recently, within the last month or so, two separate examples where somebody bought property and they bought the current gas lease or came with the property, but it wasn't the actual gas rights forever. So when that lease actually expired and one is set to expire, that buyer no longer had those gas rights. They only had rights in the existing lease. So it's very, very critical. Probably you'd be able to figure that out, but you must understand that, because that, again, can be an extremely expensive mistake.
Sure. And
depending upon the acreage, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So just very important to understand what you're buying. And then to answer your question on a buyer who's going to buy property and buying the gas rights, if there is a lease in effect when they're going to buy it, I think, again, it's something you want to consult with somebody who can interpret that lease, that can explain it to you. And I've had several people who contacted me and come in, sit down at the office, and we talk about that, what to expect and what may happen in the future. And that's something, too, that buyers, these are people who aren't maybe as educated in the Marcellus Shale region as people who've owned the property, who've done some research and have taught the neighbors and get word of mouth about the development. These are people who are coming in cold to this situation. So it's really important that you understand what you have or don't have. And I know one of the things that we were talking about too is you could buy property and not buy the gas rights. And if that occurs, you need to understand what might happen in the future. I've used an example before of somebody who contacted me. They were going to retire. They buy a 100-acre farm. They're very excited about this. It was about 15 years ago. The lawyer said, hey, don't worry about it. There's never been any gas development here, and they were buying it without the gas rights. And then all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door saying, hey, we're coming on. We have intentions to put a well on this property. And these people were just absolutely sick. I mean, the lady actually called me literally in tears as this thing was developing, because they were putting an access road in the property. They were going right to the center of the farm and their cow pasture. And the compensation at that point was under law, which would be a reasonable compensation for what the damages are, because the company would have the power to do what is reasonable and customary to extract the gas. And they bought this property with knowledge that they didn't have the gas rights. So this has become such an important issue to understand as a buyer's perspective. What are you buying, and what can you expect may happen in the future? And although there may not be 100% answers, again, it's about educating and understanding this, because believe me, you don't want to be in a situation like this lady was, where, you know, they've worked their whole lives, they go to this place to retire, a nice rural farm, and really they were just unbelievably upset and will remain that way, you know, for the rest of their lives. So it's really important as a buyer's perspective, you know what you're buying.
Well, that's a nightmare. That's a true, true nightmare. And I'm sure it is so difficult for anybody, especially you that deals with this every day of your life, to predict exactly how something's going to turn out. But you guide people the best you can, and I'm sure you have a lot of stories that you could tell. But
so if I buy the property without the previous owner retains the gas rights, they can do pretty much what they want with the gas company?
Well, it's not pretty much what they want. I mean, there's legal protections that are built in. But if you buy, they have the surface estate and the subsurface estate. And the subsurface estate is essentially the dominant estate. So if I sold you property, and I say I sell you 100-acre property, has a residence and a farm or whatever the case may be, and I maintain the gas rights. And then, again, I may have already had a lease in play, which is something as a buyer you need to know. You need to also see if maybe you can reach some sort of agreement with the seller contractually that they won't do certain things with their lease. Or there's just a lot of things that you could do. Again, I could talk forever about that. But if you're buying it, you need to understand what is going to happen in the future. And there's setbacks under law that they can't drill within 200 feet of the residence and within 200 feet of the water supply. There are certain safeguards, but they're very minimal when you're considering, you know, it's not a lot of consolation for the landowner to say, okay, well, at least the well is 210 feet from my house as opposed to 190. So there's a lot of things that you need to consider, and they have to do what's reasonable and customary. I mean, they can't come in and, you know, park all their trucks for the whole Northeast operations on the farm or on the property, but they can do what is necessary to extract that gas from the subsurface. So yes and no, I mean, they can't do anything they want, but they do have a lot of liberty to operate on that property. And certainly if you don't own the mineral rights, you're not going to receive any royalty, you're not going to receive any benefit of that, but you're going to have an access road, a well pad, maybe pipelines that are necessary for that particular well pad and that development across the property, and you're not going to be compensated but for just reasonable compensation under law. In one case, in the case I gave you, I think the company was around in the area of about $1,000 per acre is what the compensation they were paying for damages, which, you know, some companies pay less than that, some pay more. And so you could have a 10, 12 acre portion of your property just essentially taken for $10,000 or $12,000 or more or less, but that's something that you could absolutely see.
Well, talk about diminished value, huh?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate with our special guest, attorney Doug Clark, talking to us about gas leases, things that can happen from the buyer's perspective, and things to be aware of when you're purchasing property, whether the gas lease and the gas rights are included or not. So talk to me about speculation buying and what somebody needs to be aware of when they're buying property and it's based on speculation, please.
Absolutely. Well, again, speculation is, you know, by itself, you know, speculation. So there's no right or wrong answer, and we don't know. But certainly things that you'd want to look at is going to be, and more wells are coming online, and we're seeing more and more development. I believe that the best indicator, generally speaking, is going to be the type of development around you. Now, there have been recent articles that I have been reading about, you know, where is this fringe of the shell play going to end? And they're starting to think that it might be a pretty crisp area, like a fine line where there's development in one area and you may go down a mile down the road and there not be development somewhere else. So that's still, they're still poking holes in the ground and doing tests to determine where this is going to be. I mean, they've recently went to Luzerne and were not very successful. There was another Monroe Township well that was unsuccessful and the company's pulling out. So when you're going to speculate, speculators beware, you know, just the way it is. But at the same time, a seller may say, hey, I don't know what's going to happen. And they might be sitting in an area where you can use some independent, you know, look around, you can see other wells, you can see activity in the area, and use that to try to give yourself the best basis of what this value is. And if you just think, well, who knows, they may hit a dry hole here, look what happened in Luzerne County, look what happened in southern Wyoming, you could end up making a very big mistake by not using or not getting the correct information to do what's best in your particular area. So it's, there's no definite answers, and it is questionable, and what do you want to do? And you can look at, again, there are mineral companies that are buying rights for a couple thousand up to over $6,000 per acre to buy the rights. That, again, will tell you where they think that, you know, there's more value. And you can also look at, again, you can look at where the production is, and that's going to be your best indicator of what that value is going to be. But there's no true way that you're going to be able to determine it accurately.
Well, you really know your stuff, and I have to commend you on that. Attorney Clark, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, anyway, you can always contact me by telephone at 570-307-0702. And then I welcome everybody to check out the websites. They're very informative for landowners. The websites are pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. And again, as you know, you indicated, I have a radio show as well. And my shows are archived on the websites. And we talk about, we've done some shows about buying and selling. And it's a really informative website. So we get a lot of great compliments that you can check them out there and really learn some things, you know, just to educate yourself.
Now, you have a ton of material on there, and it's very informative. Okay, before we're headed towards a break, but before we go, we'll review a listing. And Pat, would you like the honors?
Sure. This is 750 South Blakely Street in Dunmore. It's priced to sell at $91,900. This is a manageable ranch, whether you're just getting started or downsizing. It has a large rear yard with an above ground pool, that was difficult to say. A deck off the kitchen, partially covered. It's got a possible second bedroom in the lower level, so it's a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home. Lower-level family room with a wet bar and a half-bath, stone fireplace in the living room, newer roof, gas furnace, and hot water heater, replacement windows. It's got a large lot. You can access it from the front or the back. It's a really nice, manageable home. That's at 750 South Blakely Street in Dunmore, $91,900.
It's very well maintained, too. Thank you, Pat. It's break time, so we'll be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com. You will experience the gold standard.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. My husband and fellow realtor, and our special guest, Attorney Doug Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here talking about gas leases and different things that we have to consider if we're buying a property that has a gas lease, whether it's included or not, or potential gas lease. And You know, I often wonder why someone would buy a property that didn't include a gas lease. In other words, they're buying a property, the seller that's selling the property retains that right. Why would somebody purchase a property like that?
It's a good question, and there's a lot of reasons. And again, you got to look at, everybody has different reasons why they're purchasing the property, and we can talk about smaller portions or smaller parcels and people who plan on developing and build residence. And then we have, you know, hunting clubs or groups of people that are interested in just accumulating land that they want to hunt on. And in a lot of ways, this is a benefit to them in that they can probably get the land cheaper.
Cheaper, right.
Because they're not going to get the gas lease. And they recognize that coming into it, and they're not looking for that. So guys that are looking to hunt across Bradford, Susquehanna, and rural areas can probably pick up, you know, 100 or hundreds of acres much cheaper than they could have 10 years ago. I think another thing that's interesting too is that, you know, potentially farmers who are interested in farming more property for agricultural purposes might be able to pick up land cheaper because, again, not interested in the gas rights, but interested in developing the surface. So that's something that you'll see. Another thing is, and remember, we're in a really interesting time because this boom is really developing. And the rigs are going everywhere for the next several years, you know, especially in northeastern Pennsylvania. You're going to see this development. But I believe that you will start to see, and it may take 10 or 20 years, and I don't know how long, but you'll see that as they form these units and these areas of operations, that you'll be able to get a much better idea if you can see, hey, there's a well here, and there's a half a mile, there's a well, and another half a mile, and then a half a mile to the north is a well. And you can start to see where the development is settled in, and there might be a residence or property that you recognize, hey, if I buy this, because I can look around at the development, there probably won't be anything that's going to happen because it's kind of settled in, and you might be able to pick it up cheaper. You're not going to get the benefit of those royalties, but you can get somewhat of security by looking around to say, hey, this seems like this is not going to be an area that's going to be developed because there's already been all the development around me. So there are reasons, absolutely. I mean, it will decrease the value. And then some people may, again, want to just speculate and say, hey, I can get this great lot or this large piece of property and go ahead and buy it and build a house. The other thing, too, is remember, you're going to have state law protections and setbacks and things like that. So depending upon things, a lot of times if you build your house, you know, you may end up with a well 200 feet away, but you may not end up with anything. So it might be something else that somebody's interested in. It's just really important that you're educated and informed when you're doing it, what could happen, and that you make the right decision and you're willing to take that risk. And I don't even know, again, if it's necessarily a risk. It depends on how you're looking at it.
Well, leases can change. So I'm sure that if the seller has a lease and they're retaining the gas rights, mineral rights, that when you sign an agreement and you settle on the property, things can happen and things can change.
A couple things. One, I mean, yeah, a lease can be modified. A lease could be what they call surrendered by the company, and then the parties could enter into a new lease. People are sometimes approached and say, hey, you have this term in here that has a 1,000-foot setback from your house. We'd like to make it 500 feet because that would benefit us. Do you mind? Can we modify this? And the landowner could say yes. So if you're a buyer, you need to be aware that those things could occur. So just because you may like the lease that's in effect right now, it's possible it could be a new lease or it could be a modification of the existing lease. Now, maybe you might be able to contract with the owner that they wouldn't make such a modification or agree to operate it a certain way. That's something I think that you'll see people starting to explore. But another, you know, interesting thing there too, again, if you see that there is a well close to your area and this property is unitized already, you can eventually make the assumption it's probably unlikely that there's going to be another well placed on your property or close enough to affect you if there's already a well, you know, a tenth of a mile down the road that you can't see that's servicing the property. So as this, you know, shakes out and plays out, when a development settles in, you'll be able to kind of get a better idea what might happen. If you're purchasing property in an area where there's no development at all, you know, you're taking more of a gamble that there might be development in your area or on your property even.
A lot of risk, yeah. I would think so. And if I was purchasing a property and I was going to reside in it, I think that would make a whole...
Make a huge difference. I don't think I want to live somewhere where they might be putting a well 200 feet in my backyard and a pipeline and an access road and everything else that goes along with it.
No, I mean, it's something, I mean, I talk to landowners about that quite often. And that's another thing. I talk to landowners and we talk to sellers, or excuse me, people who are potential sellers, landowners who own the property now, who say, you know, I don't want to do this lease, you know, it's going to affect me in the future. But if you do it properly and if you get a no surface lease that precludes, and there's, again, various kinds of no surface leases, no drilling leases, but some allow pipelines. There's no drilling leases and some allow access roads. So you want to have it exclude any and all surface activity. It's going to maintain the property value. And then if you want to sell it to somebody who says, hey, I don't want to be a part of this development, I don't want these facilities on my property or a well, then you can maybe enter into a separate contract. You already have a lease in effect, and then work on to say, okay, we're not going to enter into a lease in the future that allows for the development. Another final point on that, it would be, if you're going to buy property and that property already has a lease in effect and that landowner is getting royalties, the chances of that lease changing are probably pretty small. They're probably going to maintain operations under the current lease, so you're going to have a lot more security. I'd feel probably pretty secure. Again, I'd look at everything. But if I was going to move into a five-acre residence with a house in the country and I knew there was a lease on it and I knew there was already gas coming from this property and it was all part of a production unit, I'd feel pretty comfortable that it's probably unlikely that they're going to come in and put another well there or they're going to put another road or anything like that because it's already been done.
Right.
So it's really, the sooner you do it and there's less production in the area, the more of a gamble you're taking. But again, there's other things to look at. That's why it's really important to get good information, because you don't want to be like the unfortunate lady I had talked about, who you buy it and then all of a sudden, years down the road, there's a knock on the door or a certified letter that comes and says, hey, we're coming on, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it.
Now, that would be a nightmare.
No, a nightmare.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and attorney Doug Clark, who's here talking to us about gas leases and if we're purchasing a property, things that we need to be aware of. Can you give me an example of some of the unwanted or unforeseen unfair gas lease terms that occur out there?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to give an example because, again, all the companies have these form leases and they're designed to benefit the company. And some are designed to benefit the company a little more than some of the others. Some leases that I see now have right in, and I've seen them before, built right into them are pipeline right-of-way agreements. And again, looking as a buyer and seller, that's a nice example, actually, where you could enter into a gas lease, but it'd also be a pipeline right-of-way. And it might be a pipeline right-of-way that gives the company the ability to put the pipeline essentially anywhere across the property. And that's a real problem. It's a real problem if you're the landowner who may want to build in the future. If you have a 10-acre parcel and that line goes right through the middle of the property, you're cutting off a large area of that property that you can, you know, build on or you can develop. So a specific example is kind of tough, but there's so many terms like that. A lot of the royalty provisions that allow for deductions for certain post-production costs are always important to try to get out, and that's something that's fairly common that people know about. But again, I've done, I think, you know, probably 10 to 15 shows on, you know, my radio shows about gas leases and, you know, problems and terms like that. And again, that's something that there's a lot of talk on the websites about. There's just so many things. And that's the other part about being educated and informed, because a lot of times you can see that this is a term that you don't really like. You'd like something different, but you need to understand what you have and what you don't have and then decide if it's right. As simple as can be, if you had $2,000 per acre, you'd obviously like $3,000 per acre for a bonus. But if they're not paying that, then you have to weigh everything out and decide if you want to do it. Just like if the only lease offer you have also involves a pipeline right of way, you need to understand it. Hey, if I want to get this money and you weigh all the factors, I'm going to have to sign this lease. I don't like it, but I do like the fact that I might be getting $5,000 per acre bonus. So I'm willing to do that. So you really have to become educated, and it's educated in dealing with somebody too that understands the development, understands what's going on. You can read and read and read, and it's funny. I mean, I've read and I continue to read, and I read all the time, and I do it every day, and I still learn things every day, and I still, you know, constantly developing my knowledge base. And it's so important that you do that, because these mistakes, again, I can't say it enough, can be hundreds of thousands and sometimes millions of dollars in costs based upon a mistake, depending upon how big the parcel is and how much property is involved.
I can't imagine. But I think about, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it and trying to guide people. And so, you know, you've probably seen a lot more than your average person. And things that I would probably need to caution people on. But, you know, a lot of times people make decisions and it's driven by, I'm sure you see this, the price that they're willing to pay the gas companies. And I'm sure that that has a lot to do with why people sign the dotted line. But there's so much more involved here. So I'm sure you get calls many times, like, I signed this, what did I sign?
Yeah. Unforeseen consequences.
Right.
It's funny you say that. One of the things that I do lease reviews for people where they send me their leases and they send me their documents. And it's funny because a lot of people, it's not funny, but it's interesting. And a lot of people had signed years ago. And what happened? People, the gas man would come around and people would sign and they'd get $5, $10, $25 an acre, use that money to pay their taxes or whatever. And nothing ever happened. It would happen every 5 or 10 years. Well, now all of a sudden things are happening and they had signed something 3, 4, 5 years ago. They have no idea what they signed. It's just the same thing they always were signing. So people are calling me, coming in, maybe meeting with the office and talking about it and getting some, you know, value of what they have, but then also value of what to expect. It's been interesting because I've done probably about 5 or 10 of those in the last few weeks, and something that, you know, is happening a lot. People sign things and don't know what they're signing and then learn about it after. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, boy, I wish I would have known about this before, I would be doing pretty well.
Well, often I hear in my end of my work, people that signed it X amount of dollars, and then other people that are, you know, way
above them.
Correct. Yes. And it, you know, I'm sure you see how the leases have evolved and changed. And
yeah, no, I mean, I have horror stories beyond, you know, I have so many. And but a lot of times, look, you can't go back. And my thing that I preach all the time there is you can't go back, but you didn't know then. But now we know things. So just don't make the same mistake. And it wasn't really a mistake if you didn't know, but now we know. So when it comes to pipelines and it comes to surface agreements and water impoundment and compression stations, we know. Don't be taken advantage of a second time, you know, because you didn't look into it. So that's a critical thing.
So if I'm buying or selling and there's gas leases or gas rates, I'm going to come to you.
Well, feel free.
Okay. And how would I get in touch with you?
You can always contact me. My office number is 570-307-0702. And the website's, again, great information, buyers, sellers, everything to do with Marcellus Shell, pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com.
Okay, excellent information. We thank you again for your time this week. You've given us so much to think about, and we thank you very much.
This is my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll close with the tip of the day. Information about area schools can be a click away. Education.com was launched about 3 years ago, and it provides factual information. Parents can research area schools by typing in the zip code of where you are considering a move, and you'll find quantitative and qualitative information on schools. Education.com creates a rating for each school based on standardized tests. It compares the school to other schools in the state and gives a teacher-student ratio and identifies what percentage of children participate in the free lunch program. That's education.com. Okay, we're out of time, and we thank you for joining us and listening to us this weekend. Please feel free to email us during the week at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our website, jruddy.com, to view our listings or search the MLS. Have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.